And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Lots of fun here. Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky V Sport Fishing. Such a unique and fun charter operation. It's been a great show already, and we're certainly stoked to have Brandon in here talking fishing. Talking with you, man. Lots going on this morning. If you want to get through, it's been a very, very busy morning. Hi, Corey.
It has been super busy. 213-432-1090. That's the telephone number to Let's Talk Hookup here to the world headquarters direct. Or you can text us via the app, and in doing so, make sure you leave your name and telephone number on the texting, because at the end of the, like Rick said, we're going to choose a potential winner out of each, the callers and the texters, and when Brandon flips the coin,
yeah,
we want to be able to get back to you if it's a texter.
Somebody's getting a brand new pair of Costas.
Dude, $300.
That's such a cool prize, too, because I think $300 covers every single pair that Costa makes. So you can pick whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And like you said, if you want to get two lesser expensive pairs, kick in extra, you want to buy the fanciest pair you got, if you want to keep your leftover swag and buy some, you know, they have killer performance T-shirts, coolers, whatever. Like
I was turned on to the Pro Series, and I cannot get away from it because they're lighter weight. They breathe. You know, I don't get the fog on my on the inside. You know, it's all hot and sweaty. And so that Pro Series has the venting and allows for ventilation.
Kinda Pro Series is cool because the nose piece is adjustable, so you can kind of like make the fit a little easier on you. And then, not having those things fog up is pretty huge. You got a favorite frame? Do you know what frame you wear? It's all good.
Yeah, right? I know.
I'm a Spiro XL guy. Yeah. Like, obviously, I have a wide face, so I really like that Spiro XL. We sell a lot of those. And my other one I really like is Blackfin Pro. But I think the glass that we sell maybe the most in the tackle store is that Tuna Alley Pro.
Oh,
really, really cool. It's just like it's like a little combo of everything. It's got a kind of a more rectangle-shaped, you know, base frame.
It covers your eyes better.
But it's got really good wrap to it. Oh. It's like, I don't know, it's just a really normal-looking, very good-fitting pair of glasses. I love it. But, yeah, anyways, you're going to get $300. You figure out what you want. You know, you know, and then a cool way to do it is, like, we have had a lot of people come down to the tackle store. We have a pretty, you know, we have a really big selection of Costas, as do a lot of great dealers in town. But, yeah, go find a pair that fits you right and then jump on the website and get your free pair coming.
There it is.
Yeah, pretty sweet. No doubt about it. Well, the phone lines are packed up. If somebody wants to join us, again, 213-432-1090. Let's jump into the phones. Corey?
How about Robert? Robert Cohn from Canyon Country. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, guys. Great show. So I was wondering what the prices are for the four-pack, and do they do multi-day, and how do we get a hold of them?
Are you talking about fishing in San Diego?
Yeah, definitely San Diego.
Okay, yeah. Our four-pack, full-day offshore trip, for 12 hours, probably like 6 to 6 is what we've been running lately. It's $3,300 for the boat, and that includes everything, rods, reels, bait, tackle, fish delivery. Only thing you would need to bring on the boat would be your fishing license and your food and drink for the day. We provide everything else.
It's just a crazy price. I mean, you lay that out and, you know, you hop
spend
on it.
Spend that in fuel.
Right. I mean, you compare it to a day and a half trip or, you know, anything else in that category, and it's very affordable. It's not
For the service and the caliber of the vessel that we're providing, it's reasonable.
Yeah. And, I mean, Robert, for yourself to jump on the boat and be on the fishing grounds in an hour, like, are you kidding me?
Just yourself, crew member, how do you, what's most of the trips like?
I run with a mate, Jack. He's been with me for, this will be our third season together. And we run captain mate until he goes to school, but that's how we run.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. Which I'm sure is really nice when it comes to, you know, you guys work as such a team together when it comes to trying to present kite baits and flyers and things like that. I'm sure it's really nice to have a second set of hands.
Absolutely. I mean, just having somebody that you can trust without having to tell them what to do all the time is just invaluable.
Sure. But at the same time, that's the fun and the beauty of doing, you know, a four-pack style trip like this, is you're not just, you know, it's not like the, you know, the old quintessential Mexico charter, like, here, there's a fish on, now you know, you turn the handle, but you're part of the team. Like, when you Absolutely. Go fishing with you, you are adjusting lines and setting the Mad Mac and fishing the flyer and what you know.
Yep.
I'm sure it's as much or as little as you want it to be. If you just want the rod handed to you and kick back and smoke a stogie, hey, that's fine too.
Exactly.
But like on a small boat like that, you're part of it.
Yeah, it's as much as a fishing trip as it is a learning experience for as much as you want it to be. We're very hands on. We'll tell you everything you want to know, and you can jump in and do what you want to do, or you can let us do it. It's all up to you.
You can tell that you have run a very professional and very successful operation, because in a very short amount of time, you've gained some like really significant partners in the industry in terms of, you know, tackle and gear and sponsorship and, you know, the kind of who's who people. They don't just, you know, they don't just back any operation, and in short order, all of the really key players, you know, are your partners in the fishing game.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We've accumulated, I mean, when I started this, I said I want to work with the best, fish with the best, and that's what we've done. We're affiliated and sponsored by Shimano, Mercury Marine, Yellowfin Yachts, AFCO, Costa Del Mar.
All of the top.
All the big hitters.
Yeah.
that was my goal from the beginning. We started off with nobody, and we've worked our way just by performance and reputation to...
And being you.
Yeah.
It's simple.
You don't beat your chest on social media. Everything is very clean. Like, you guys do a great job.
Yeah.
You deserve all the success.
Thank you. And that's our MO. I mean, you hear all kinds of things, but at the end of the day, we're going to perform how we're going to perform, and we're going to be who we are.
Yeah, perfect. Hey, you got a good text come through, Corey?
Yeah, I did. Rick, I found it kind of touching, honestly. I don't know any other way to say it, but inspirational. How about that? And it comes from John Amira Mesa, and he says, "Hi, Brandon. I checked out your website and was touched by your personal battle with cancer. Very inspirational. It adds another intangible layer of character and integrity that is undoubtedly reflected in how you run your operation. You've won my respect," he says. Well done.
Thank you, John.
I'm dumbfounded. Explain to us.
Sure.
Please.
Yeah. 2020 for all of us was a crazy year. I mean, that was when COVID happened. But before COVID, I was diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Wow.
I went weeks to months without sleeping.
We're talking just two to three years ago.
Yes.
In the middle of your fishing career.
Yeah. I had been laid off from working for Seakeeper. I was working in the industry, and I had gotten diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's, spent a week in the hospital. Basically what it was is there's numerous cancerous tumors attached to my lymph nodes, anywhere from the size of a Nerf football to like a peach in various locations. And it was blocking my nervous system there. And I wasn't been able to sleep for months. So I was feeling like crap, couldn't sleep. I went to the doctor a couple times. They're like, maybe you have a cold, we don't know. Went again.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, hopefully it'll get better. Here's some antibiotics. Went again. I'm like, man, there's something wrong. Like, I don't feel right. Like, something's wrong. Let's do an x-ray. X-ray comes back. It doesn't look right. There's a big shadow in my chest.
Okay.
You need to go get a CT scan, like, yesterday. Go get a CT scan. Comes back. There's 4 main tumors from the size of the Nerf football to the peach scattered around my chest from just below my heart to other areas as well. And got admitted to the hospital the next day, spent 10 days in the hospital doing a bunch of tests and my first round of chemo.
Like immediately?
Yeah, that week. So that was January of 2020.
Wow.
And then I did 6 months of chemo, 12 rounds of chemo, and came out the other end.
Rick, that's so incredible. Yeah, seriously, wow. So, what a story.
So that'll be, I ended chemo in June of 2020, so we're 3 years now. cancer.
That's awesome.
Incredible. Congratulations, yeah. Number killer. One. But yeah. Like John from Mira Mesa says, it adds...
Yeah, yeah.
It just adds a layer of integrity to who Brandon is.
That's a lot of fight. Yeah. That's
it
rad.
Is. Yeah, and it was a blessing in disguise because that's how Lucky Bee Sport Fishing came about.
And you're a young guy. I mean,
I was 26 when I got diagnosed.
Yeah.
So
incredible. What a story.
Thank you.
I appreciate you sharing that.
No problem.
You and Mercury Marine and BD put a really cool story together. It's not about Brandon having cancer. It's about your career. But, you know, obviously that's part of what shapes you. And and if you haven't seen it, boy, you should really go to BD Outdoors just to check it out. I mean, because obviously you don't, just like in here, you don't not talk about it. It's not a taboo thing. It's a great thing to talk about because it did shape you. And it just affirms everybody that, man, it can and does happen to everybody. But you treated that the same way you treat everything else. You worked very hard. Yeah. And, you know, like you said it best, came out the other side and probably a better man for it than not.
Probably,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's great. And a great text, too, for sure. Let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Tom? Tom calling from San Diego. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing today?
Great. Good morning.
Good.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask your guest. First of all, I have a quick story, Rick. You know the Talica 20 you sold me?
Sure.
I took that up and had Cal Sheets. I had a coupon. He blueprinted it. So I'm still waiting to catch a big bluefin on that. But anyhow, they did a real nice job. And I wanted to ask your guest if he's ever been up to Isla Mirada.
Yes, sir. I've been to Isla Mirada a few times. Actually, I fished there in the winter. We filmed another episode of Sport Fishing Television with Sam Malazzo. We did the sail fishing deal there this winter. It's a real special place.
How
up
cool
there.
Is that?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We had Jim Hendricks on a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about filming an episode of Sport Fishing Television with you in the beginning of this bluefin thing. And yes. I still think some of the coolest bluefin footage ever captured happened on that episode with you and he and...
I'll have to check it out.
Oh,
really?
Corey. I mean, just because I know how much you enjoy photography and cinematography stuff like that. I mean, drone shots of bluefin eating the flyer off the kite. Like, I mean, spectacular.
Wow.
Spectacular. That was really cool.
How do I find it?
You can.
I'm sure it's on sportfishingbee.com, right?
Everything's on sportfishing, but everything's on my website as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. LuckyBeeSportFishing.com.
How cool is that?
Better. Cool. Hey, Tom, appreciate the phone call. Yeah. Thanks very much. Hey, we had another great text come through. This one was, if I were to take a trip to Florida, Brandon, are you able to supply all the tackle? Also, would my very novice wife be comfortable fishing on board the trips? That's from Dan in Oxnard.
Yeah, Dan. Just like here, we provide all the tackle, everything you might need for the day on the water. And depending on the current conditions, that would really depend on how the weather is during your trip, if your wife would enjoy it or not. But I'd say most likely she would. It's very... very enjoyable out there. The swells are small. The weather is sunny and nice and beautiful. So
Key West, man. That's
it's hard to beat it.
with that fishery back there, are there when there is bigger weather offshore, are there inshore places you can go and vice versa? Like if the condition, whatever, is funky, like, I mean, does it allow you opportunities to kind of fish around weather, or you always have what you got?
No, you can definitely fish around weather, and that might mean from pivoting from a big boat trip to a small boat trip. Like, okay, it's blowing out front. Let's run into the back and go catch snook and tarpon and bonefish and stuff like that, where we can tuck out of the wind and do stuff like that.
But how cool that your operation has both of those already. So it's you're not booking with somebody else. It's just, hey, man, we plan on going wahoo fishing. We planned on that a year ago, and the weather's not going to allow us, but let's go catch a tarpon and a snook.
Yep.
That's so cool.
We're versatile. I mean, we're well-equipped, and we're versatile to whatever life throws at us.
Honestly. I love it. Yeah, that's rad. Hey, again, a great text there, Dan. Let's talk to Mike Lum. We talked a lot about it yesterday, Mike, kicking off Reel a Week promotion going on right now, and I can't imagine how many phone calls Tim must have had yesterday. How was yesterday on selling Reel a Week?
Well, it went really well, and that's why I wanted to give you a quick update. It looks like we've sold about a third of the tickets that we have available for sale, and that was in just the one day. And so that was fantastic, and thank everybody for calling Tim and placing those orders. But I wanted to also remind everybody that you have until Wednesday. If you want to buy four tickets, you'll get that fifth one for free, and you'll be entered into that drawing for those $500 Fisherman's Landing Tackle gift cards. Those are going to be given away, I think, Thursday or Friday, I think Tim said, but Wednesday is the cutoff day for buying tickets and getting into that special Fisherman's Landing drawing. So I wanted to call that to your attention.
So there's only 1,500 tickets, period. So no matter what, there will not be more than 1,500 tickets sold. But if you want to get the bonus ticket and $500 an opportunity to win the $500 gift certificate, that only runs through Wednesday for that separate drawing.
Correct. And we'll give away two of those gift cards, so we'll have two winners on that. The tickets, of course, the tickets will continue to be sold until they're gone, and they're going really, really well. So I appreciate all that. I did want to mention one thing. There was a post on Facebook yesterday. Some clown was claiming that that there were other ways to get Reel of Week tickets. Believe me, there's not. There's only one place to get Reel of Week tickets, and it is from Friends of Rollo, and it is at the moment through Tim Baker. So the way you do that is you call 951-4-7382, and Tim will get you your tickets. You can also send him an email, win@rollokids.org, and just let him have your name and phone number. He'll call you back and get your tickets on the way. But don't be fooled. There's no other source for tickets. It's only through Friends of Rollo. And so we appreciate the support on all of that. And just wanted to let you guys know how well it was going.
That's awesome. Again, it was 951-264-7382. And if you don't catch Tim, just leave a voicemail. Make sure you clearly give your return contact information. And, you know, you guys are the best. He will certainly get right back to you. And, or an email with your contact info. But somebody will return your call within the shortest order possible. And like you said, no other way to get the tickets than just that.
Right, exactly. Thank you guys so much. Brandon, love hearing you talk about Florida. I've had the good fortune of fishing down there a few times, and that that light tackle tarpon fishing out of Key West is really, really fun. Anybody that has never done that should book with you and go down and do that. It's a blast.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I look forward to doing it again next spring.
Thanks, Mike. Great job. Appreciate it very much. Reel of Week. Glad to hear things are off to such a fast pace, and we'll look forward for another update hopefully next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much. All right. With that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. Your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is standing by. And today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have their famous spices, rubs, the pokey kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. And we got Dave Hansen on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave. Hey, good morning, Rick, Corey, Brandon. What a cool deal you got going on, Brandon. Take that West Coast aisle to the Keys. They've never seen anything like us, the way we fish down there. It's a different – we're a different animal for sure.
No,
so to attack that on you, with you on your boat, that is something you guys have to go check out because that fishery down there is, like, unbelievable. So it would be fun. I would love to come to do that with you someday. That would be pretty spectacular. That's definitely bucket list stuff for me. But, gang, the fishing – it is unbelievable. Catalina absolutely is gone off. It is happening finally. I know we don't have any sun. I can't even imagine what's going to happen over there when we get some sun. But there's yellowtail, backside, middle, backside, east end, backside, west end, volume. A lot of fish. A lot of that 5-pound fish, but it's mixed up with 20-pound fish too, which is just incredible. The show. When you show up over there with some sardines and chum a little bit, there's fish all over the place jumping in the chum line. It's really fun fishing over there. And then, Corey, the halibut fishing and calico bass fishing is insane. It's very, very good. They're in the spawn mode. Most people, I don't know what happened to the sport fishing industry in Southern California, but people don't want to catch calico bass anymore. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why. Everybody just wants a 200-pound bluefin.
Well, you can't win on some levels, right? But I mean, it's good on one level, but you know, it's all good. Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, I love when I'm fishing the kelp and they're running past me. I love it.
Oh yeah, and I'd love to When I was running up there, we would make everybody catch their limit of calico bass before we went bluefin fishing, not after. They didn't get rewarded because they got a bluefin. They had to catch their calicos before we bluefinned it. But I like what Brandon did with his buddy over there. Oh, here's your big bluefin. All right. The guy's like, wait a minute. I want to go to the island and catch calicos. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
man, after your own heart there, Dave.
Along with the halibut fishing, the calico fishing is probably, it's definitely the last 2 years, Dave, it's as good as I've seen it in 30 years. Seriously.
No,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's insane. And those calicos at Catalina right now got the big gold cheeks, Corey. They're just fired up. The girls are all pale, and the boys are all fired up. They're all golden cheeked. It's what we want.
You got me all
It's like, woo! It's what we want. And then, you know, there's volume. I don't know if you saw the pictures with Air Pelikia yesterday. There's volume out there. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I know everyone's all, oh, it's happening late. Well, Rick, Corey, you and I, and we've been around so long, we remember when that didn't even start until July. So everyone's been spoiled. We understand that. We love being spoiled, don't get me wrong, but don't get all bummed out because it's not full speed wide open, because I think we're just a day or two away from the whole thing changing. And this moon always is a big factor with this bluefin.
So
we got this moon phase. As soon as we come out of this moon phase, I think you better – I hope you have a reservation on somebody's boat, because you're going to be standing on the corner going, what happened?
It feels like the volume is here. It feels like the volume is arriving to be here, and it does. It takes something to make that fish happen, whether it's a weather change or, you know, those fish do like to, you know, they like to do something on the moon, whether they gather up or they move or they feed or whatever. Like, it sure feels like it's about to really, really unload.
Absolutely. And then there's, like Frank was saying yesterday, there's some, those other tuna that are easier to catch are coming this way. So that yellowfin's down there just waiting for the sun to shine to come pouring into Southern California. So I think if you don't have reservations, you better get them. I don't even know, Brandon, he probably doesn't even have any dates available, but I would definitely check them out before it's too late. You don't get on the boat at all. But that's what I got for you this weekend.
Well said, Dave, and I had a great time doing the podcast with you this week. That was a lot of fun getting to talk fishing and talk shop, and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Rick, you reached new levels here, man. That's
it, buddy. That's
good
Rick
stuff.
Rick showed up.
How do people find that? I want to see it.
Your saltwater guide, Corey. I know it's hard to find me because I'm kind of real quiet and hiding, but your saltwater guide on every social media platform, and it's on YouTube, and it's on Facebook, and it's on Spotify, Apple, Megaphone. We do the podcast with the guests every Friday. And I'm telling you, Rick, yours is going bananas. It's going up faster than most people's, except for mine. Mine went faster than anybody's. But yours is pretty
good. Oh, yeah, a lot of fun. Great job, Dave. Appreciate it as always, buddy. And, yeah, I had a lot of fun with you for sure. And we will look forward to talking next week about wide open bluefin.
Absolutely. It's all about to turn the corner. But in the meantime, go catch a calico bass and have fun. Go fishing.
I like your speed, Dave.
Good job, Dave.
You always bring a smile
all
to
right,
the
guys.
World here.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Thanks, buddy. We want to remind you, if you want to get your opportunity to get some great information, check out that fishdope.com. You're going to save $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW gets you that $20 off code. Phones are absolutely packed. Corey, let's jump back into them.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Sean? Sean Combe from Lomita. Good morning, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. Corey and Rick, I got a small bone to pick with you. You guys need to get paid more money by Shimano. Last year, Corey said, get a Trang's 300, and Rick told me to get a 400, so guess what I did? Yeah, I bought both of them. You guys deserve a raise there with Shimano. Nice job, guys. And
check
for
this
Brandon,
out.
What was it?
What I was going to tell Brandon, you, you got to put on your big boy pants like I did last year and buy a 500.
All right, so.
Yeah.
Well, for me and my son, I think I need another 300, another 400 also. That's the bigger problem I have to deal with. Anyway,
hey,
for Brandon.
They get the job done, they're priced right, and they last. That's all. That's coming from me. That's not coming from an endorsement paid. That's coming from me.
Hey, Brandon, I just want to say I like to transfer what we know here and take it to other places. One of my favorite things to do is a yo-yo iron for yellowtail. The amberjack is like the yellowtail's big brother over there. Have you ever tried those techniques there? What do you do, and how big are those amberjack over there off Florida?
Absolutely. Yeah, the yo-yo iron works fantastic for the big amberjack. And fishing those deep wrecks, some of those wrecks are 200, 250 feet deep, so I fish a big full-size yo-yo jig. And we've caught fish up to 50, 60 pounds.
Oh, come on.
And we've lost them to sharks and stuff, too. So there's big ones roaming around those wrecks, and they pull hard.
Sharks? Like, what kind of... they see the vulnerability of a fish hooked, and they're
Sharks are a big problem in Florida, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They're worse than sea lions, in my opinion.
Come on.
Really? Yeah.
Come on.
They eat your fish. They just...
It's gone.
Yeah.
There's no, like...
But it's not like the white shark, Guadalupe, one bite gone. It's multiple little ones.
No. I mean, there's tiger sharks, bull sharks, reef sharks, 400-500-pound sharks just cruising around the boat. Hammerheads.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Right? My eyes are like...
Yeah. We had an encounter with a hammerhead, me and Jack, that was pretty gnarly.
Oh, well, you can't leave us with that. Give us a little taste.
There's a... So when the tarpon are migrating through Bahia Honda Bridge in the springtime, there's a
Bahia Honda Bridge. What is it, like a strait that they're going through, or
what it is there's the old Bahia Honda Bridge, which they built back in the 1800s.
Okay.
That the railway
that, ran. That connects the Keys.
The Keys. Okay. It was one of the main first bridges that connected the Keys.
Yeah.
Just this section of Keys. So now that bridge is destroyed and demolished, or not demolished, but it's not used, and there's another bridge.
Structure.
Okay. But they built the new Bahia Honda Bridge just to the inside. And it's a big funnel from the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic.
Oh, okay.
And these fish, when they're migrating, they stage up on the bridges by the thousands.
I get it.
And what happens is, obviously, the fish stage up, life, bait, and there's sharks that come with them. And there's one shark in particular, a resident hammerhead, that is every bit 18, 20 feet long.
Really?
Whoa.
And I'll show you guys the video here in a bit. But
it's like the knothead sea lion of Pinky Point. It's the giant sea lion at Clemente. It's the one in La Jolla.
Every bit of 1,500, 2,000 pounds.
Whoa.
And it'll eat 150-pound tarpon, no problem.
Like a gumdrop.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And we were fighting when we had one up on the bow, and I just hear the tail swoosh in the back of the boat. And we're fishing in a little boat, 18-foot Hell's Bay. There's no gunnels. Like, it's a flats boat.
Yeah.
And I hear just a swoosh in the back of the boat.
Yeah.
Like, Jack, what was that, dude? So I don't know. There's a big swirl in the back. The tarpon takes off.
Oh, no
and
way.
You just see this hammerhead, just sickle or dorsal fin up, just greyhounding at 25 miles an hour after the tarpon.
Literally as big as the boat you're on.
As big as the boat. I've never been.
If not bigger.
I was intimidated being in the boat. And
This.
Yeah, I don't get intimidated by anything. And on the water.
Crazy story.
And I was, like, shaking. Like,
yeah,
I'm not even fighting the fish. I'm like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
Like,
so that one shark has learned a feeding habit. That,
exactly.
You're going to be there, or somebody like you is going to be there, and they're going to hook a fish, and as soon as they hook a fish, then I can get a hold of it.
Meal.
And he knows.
Meal.
It's on.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, because we see it at Guadalupe with those big white sharks. Like, those big giant ones, they don't get full. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I don't know how it's possible, but, like, one of those big giant white sharks at Guadalupe, like, they don't get full. They just keep going. Eat another one, yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Hey, I know we got to take a quick break, but before we do, we're going to go live to the tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, morning, guys. We got some bluefin biting.
Hey, that's what we like to hear, buddy.
Well, we made a pretty big move from what we've been doing and tried a different area, and so far it's working out. We just boated our seventh bluefin here. Mixed grade, 25 to 80 pounds probably, and we got three hanging.
Excellent.
Very nice weather.
Beautiful.
I know Mark on the Pacific Voyager is a little bit below me, and he sounds like he might have actually had more. Last time I talked to him, he had a handful hanging. He got three on the boat. So,
man, that's great news, Mike. And is this fish still within day and a half range?
Oh, easy. Easy,
awesome.
Easy. We're gonna make tomorrow night a go and come back dinner.
Excellent.
Weather's supposed to be very, very nice, and it's nice seeing catchable fish. I mean, don't get me wrong, we've hooked and lost a couple on the stop that are probably bigger. Like, I think our big fish is like 80, 85 pounds, but seeing fish that you could put on the boat, some of these things are like 30, 40 pounds, you know, in between. So
fantastic.
We're stoked.
and catch them in the daylight, biting fish, and they're cooperating. That's what we wanted to hear, Mike. Great news. And you said tonight is going to be a definite go, or tomorrow? I'm sorry.
No, we get in tomorrow morning. We only have a few people booked. I think we're going to make Pizza Port a sponsor on that one as well. But, no, tomorrow night, three people are booked right now. I'm going to call the landing, make the go. Pretty excited about this, and come out and try to get in on some of this.
Man, you heard it. There's great weather, new batch of fish, biting well, and as of right now, there's only three people on the boat, so a potential of a light load. Hopefully a bunch of people jump in on it and go fishing with you, Mike. Great news. Appreciate you keeping us in the loop. If somebody wants to take advantage and come fishing on that that light load trip with you, how do we do it?
Well, I know there's a handful of really happy people right now, so you could be one of them. Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. These things are boiling up really good around the boat. I mean, it's nice seeing them during the day.
We're going to let you go, buddy. Go catch them, man. That's awesome news, Mike. Appreciate the update, as always.
All right. Thanks, guys. And that one at color here in the bow.
Nice. Go get them, buddy.
I love it.
Yeah,
man.
We want to hear. We'll look forward to seeing your social media tonight. Great job. Appreciate the phone call and the check on the new area with biting bluefin.
I like to hear it. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's time once again for the annual Captain Rollo's Reel a Week fundraiser. Starting August 1st and running through January 16th, we will draw one lucky winner each Tuesday night. Reel a Week tickets are $25, and all tickets stay in the drawing until they are drawn. To kick off this year's promotion, when you purchase four Reel a Week tickets, you will get one bonus ticket free, and everyone who purchases four tickets will be entered into a drawing for one of two $500 Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop gift cards that we will be giving away on June 9th. This special promotion will run from Saturday, June 3rd through Wednesday, June 7th. To purchase tickets, please email us at win@rollokids.org or call Tim at 951-264-7382. To see this year's list of reels, please visit rollokids.org. Thank you for your support and good luck.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
All right. right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, Rick, I have to tell you, man, I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is great, man. Totally.
For sure.
I've known Brandon for a long time, and, you know, one of his best buddies, Darren, and I have worked together for years. And, yeah, this has just been a lot of fun talking fishing and, you know, getting to watch, you know your career path of being on boats. And then when you went to work for Seakeeper and then going to school and everything. Yeah. And then just, you know, realizing that fishing is what you're supposed to do. And that's what you're doing.
Definitely.
And you're making it done right. Like, yeah. I love it. You went to school, got a degree, were supposed to get a quote unquote real job. And just even in doing that was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. So I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And you're having tremendous success, which makes me so happy. It's it's awesome.
Yeah.
Had a great text come through. And this one, was from Richard. And it says, hey, guys, I wanted to fish. I've always wanted to fish Florida. I'm so excited that we now have a local connection. Can you recommend the best month for me weather and fishing-wise? I really want to travel to Florida to fish with you. That's from Richard Carmichael.
Okay. I would say the best month probably would be sometime in the springtime. Maybe
okay.
April, May, something like that. Just because the weather seems to be a little bit more steady, longer periods of calmer weather during that time, and there's a lot of options. You have a lot of fish either migrating through or spawning during that time, and just a lot of options for some really fun fishing.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very, very cool.
And that springtime fishery, is it like building? I mean, is that like that April, May, it's like starting to build?
Yeah, it's building. I'd say March starts seeing it trickle in, and then April, May is full steam.
And like beyond that, it gets so darn steamy and hot and just sweltery, right?
It does. I mean, it's very tropical.
Yeah, it's like tropical. that's a polite way to put it. Yeah.
What is the... what's the opportunity for, you know, somebody like Richard to come out and stay? Like, you know, because I know the Keys are relatively small. There's plenty of infrastructure in terms of hotel, Airbnb to stay at. Because if I come out, like, I want to do a couple days fishing with you. I want to fish
Definitely.
Offshore for a day. I want to go fish in the Hell's Bay for a day. Like, how does somebody from here that wants to travel out and fish with you, like, how do we go about it?
Sure. There's definitely lots of hotels, very nice hotels down in Key West. And then up where I am, a little bit above Key West, there's lots of good Airbnbs and stuff, which are relatively affordable, and you can stay for prolonged periods of time, and you can do the whole experience. I mean, you can cook the fish.
That's awesome.
Stay in the canal.
Do the whole thing.
Yeah, live the life for however long you want to do it.
And where else would you rather be? I mean, in Southern California, January, February, March, where would you rather be where it's 75, maybe 80 degrees, right?
Exactly. That was my thought process during the beginning.
I was telling Brandon during the show that I'm so surprised. Brandon has seen tremendous success fishing these big bluefin out here. You guys have done a great program, and you're very good at fishing them. And I assumed today's show was going to be dominated on questions about big bluefin. How do we catch them, and where do we catch them, and how do we troll, and when do I use a Mad Mac and a flyer? Everything has been about Florida. I mean, there's clearly a lot of people who really want to go and do that. And I agree so much with Richard. Like, it's just so cool that one of us is doing that. And there's going to be a familiarity with the gear and the style and the type of fishing that you do. And, you know, you are so humble and transparent that, like, I'm with you. Like, that would be my first phone call. I mean, there's tons of great guides in there, but why wouldn't we use one of the boys? You know, I think it's a great move, and it's such a cool, you know, element to your program.
Absolutely.
Snook is one of those fish that I've never caught.
Okay.
But I've always wanted to. Is there, I mean, how big do they get? Like, what would be your approach in the Key West zone?
Sure. We have a decent snook fishery, not great like in the Gulf.
Yeah.
But we get fish anywhere from, I mean, small fish, 20 inches up to maybe 30, 35 inches.
Yeah. Those are good ones.
Yeah, it's a good one. And we fish them a variety of ways. Sometimes we fish them on a bridge, like we're fishing live bait on a bridge, or we're fishing in the backcountry, like along mangroves, where they'll kind of slither in and out of the mangroves, and we're sight casting them and stuff.
And so it bycatch would be snapper. I mean, I'm guessing, right? Snapper.
Yeah.
A lot of the
fishing is sight fishing, so you're only really casting when you see a fish. But you can cast in the mangroves. There's mangrove snapper. There can be tarpon. There can be on the outside of the mangroves in the flats. There can be bonefish permit.
Wow.
Will most of that fish bite a leadhead and swim bait? Does it have to be a shrimp or a crab or a live bait? Or
It will bite a leadhead in a swim bait. We catch a lot of, like, during the fall and the winter, the smaller tarpons when they're rolling around. We cast 3-inch swim baits and a leadhead and cast at them. It's just a really fun way to catch them.
I'm sure.
They're not big fish, but it's super fun.
I don't know why, but, man, I'm envisioning that 7.5-inch or the 7-inch slug, like snaking, like Zara Spook style. And what a calico would be jumping out of the water after it, I can imagine there's a snook or something that would just annihilate it.
Definitely. The sluggo would get bit good casting at migrating tarpon because they get schooled up and they're rolling in a certain spot. So you just fan cast at them and you'll get some reaction bites.
That sounds like fun.
It is.
Sounds like a fly fisherman's dream, really.
It definitely is.
Fisherman's dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. Curious.
Cool. Yeah. I thought this was a great text. Good morning, guys. Captain Brandon, can you talk a little bit about our local bonefish here in San Diego and how it compares to Florida? I've got a couple by accident in San Diego and in Mission Bay. Is that something that is targetable here in San Diego, and does it compare at all to the fish that you have back east? That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Okay, yeah. Haven't spent a ton of time doing it here in the Back Bay, but have caught a few doing the Go Shrimp, that kind of program and stuff many years ago. But I know there's a few guides in the Bay that focus, or not focus, but they do catch them. But not really comparative to the Key West. A lot of Key West, most of the Key West fishery is you're getting up in a flat, which is a foot to a foot and a half of water.
It's legit style.
Yeah, it's sight casting. Yeah. You're seeing them either tail, wading, or kind of mudding is what they do when they're feeding. So it's all sight casting in Florida pretty much.
Where here it's your kind of cast, bait dobbling. And
yeah, you cast a Go Shrimp out and you
blind
might
bite.
You might catch a spotty, you might catch a croaker, you might catch a bonefish. But it's cool to have that in the Back Bay for sure.
Yeah, for San Diego Bay, it's super, super unique.
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally. Well, why don't we jump back into the phones, Corey?
How about Jim? Jim calling from National City. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question for Brandon, but before I get to that, Ricky, you need to tell the phone guy to hit that reject button when certain names pop up to call into the show. I don't want to be specific, but anyway.
We welcome everybody.
Tom is actually good.
Wait, are you talking
actually,
about we should
Tom
be,
is a friend of mine.
I know.
Tom's a friend of mine. Knew him a long time. But, Brandon, I wanted to ask you, do I call the landing on looking into your boat, or do I go to your website, Fisherman's Landing, or maybe you could give me your website. You might have given it already. I might have missed it.
Sure. Yeah, the best way to get in contact with me is to go on the website, luckybbsportfishing.com. My email, my phone number is on there as well, and you'll be dealing directly with me when you book a trip.
And we were talking about that earlier. You do everything. I mean, you come back from fishing, so, you know, maybe plan on that. Like, sometimes the calls come after hour, or it might take a day or two because you got a busy stretch. But you do 100% of the booking of Lucky Bee Sport Fishing.
Yes, sir.
You're everything. And that's kind of cool, really.
And the boat runs out of Fisherman's Landing?
Yep. We're slipped right here, perfect. Right next to Tomahawk.
Which is nice for easy, you know, obviously, you know, parking and facility, and you know where you're at, and you know where your ice is, and everything else goes. That's great. Yeah. Cool. Hey, great question, Jim. Appreciate it very much. Another text says, good morning, Brandon. What advantages does your Yellowfin give you other boats that you have captained over your years? It looks like it's very fast and amazing for run-and-gun fishing. As a P.S., the San Diego Beer Fishing Team is holding their monthly raffle at BNS Brewing in Lakeside. It opens at 9 o'clock, and the drawing helps support Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. That's all from Sean in Blossom Valley.
I have to, before you go on
please.
I have to say something about that. Kyle, who used to be with Alpine Beer, started that fishing raffle. Mm-hmm. Coolest guy on the planet.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
And a huge portion of that at BNS, I think it's tonight, right, or today?
Yeah, today. It says today at 9 o'clock.
So Kyle is running that out of BNS. I don't know anything about it. I've never been. But he's a raddest dude and donates a huge portion of that back to Friends of Rollo. End of the story.
Yeah, I don't think they profit anything from it. They started with X amount of money. They went out and just bought cool stuff, sold raffle tickets, took like half of the money that they made selling raffle tickets and bought more stuff, and the other half went to Friends Rollo. Or, you know, the percentages might be off, but that's what they continue to do, is they just buy a bunch of cool stuff and get stuff donated and sell raffle tickets to it, and then the next, you know, amount just goes in. Just a fun social event for people to come hang out. Very family friendly, very kid friendly, and it's just a raffle, and then they take part of the proceeds and they just cut a check to Friends Rollo every month. It's awesome.
Kyle is the coolest guy on the planet, seriously. And I think he does the tastings up at Michelhaney. It used to be Alpine.
Okay.
And Michelhaney up in Alpine area. And I think he's up there on Monday and Wednesday or something like that. But anyway, the coolest guy in the place.
Yeah, great
I'm
event.
I'm sorry to take away.
No, it's all good. What do you think about your Yellowfin, Brandon? You've run a lot of rigs. You've run some very nice rigs. Where does it fall? What do you like about it?
What drew me to the Yellowfin is just obviously the simplicity to the boat, the looks, the speed, and the ride. It's hard to beat. I mean, I've put a lot of hours on Yellowfins. We're getting up to, on three boats over my years, close to 4,000 hours on the Yellowfins now. And just ease of maintenance. Nothing goes wrong that shouldn't go wrong. The boats ride tremendously. We have great fish hold capacity. We have great storage. It just works for us.
Yeah. And It's a boat that in no way was built for San Diego fishing, yet it's somehow perfect for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on board your boat, and it's just, there's room where you want room, and there's not stuff that doesn't belong where it shouldn't be.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's very comfortable, but it's also easy to deal with in terms of maintenance and cleaning. It's just right. And
just right.
What I can't get over is, like, you can hold, especially in your big boat, like, you can hold so much big fish without there being a fish or a bag laying on the deck.
Yes.
And obviously, if you have an insane day, you have plenty of room for bags. But,
yeah,
like, you guys can hold so much fish below deck and in the fish boxes. Like, that's what blows me away, is to be able to catch that many big ones and then not be tripping over them.
Yeah, I know. In the coffin box of the big boat, we can put 350, 200-pounders in there. And
with ample ice, too. Because, I've seen Brandon load up. Like, you guys, again, you know, you talked earlier about the, you know, you guys don't steer away from spending any expense. You bring a tremendous amount of ice with you. You guys
do
everything right.
Like, yeah, we do. We, on the bluefin trips, we probably bring anywhere from 300 to 400 pounds of ice.
That's awesome.
Which
is a lot of ice.
It's a lot of ice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you catch a couple of these big fish, they eat ice. I mean, they it burns the ice.
And it's
fast.
A harvest, and you're taking care of the
harvest. Yeah, we want to
take
the best care of the fish possible. I mean, it's a huge investment to go out fishing on these things, and you catch one of these fish, it could be a fish of a lifetime.
You know what I like most of all? You're in the fishing grounds in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's not bad either. that's not bad either. Why don't we jump back into the phones, Corey?
Oh, let's talk to Terry. Good morning, Terry. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
What's up, Terry?
Good morning, Terry.
Yeah. I have a question for Brandon on his dropper loop. If you have a 30-foot from your swivel to the hook, how do you reel that up?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, once you get the swivel to the rod tip, you just hand line it up.
Wire them back to the boat.
Yep. Usually the mutton snappers will float up like a big snapper does. They float up, so you just kind of hand line them up.
I was going to say, that was one of my questions. Like, they'll float up like a rock cod, and away you go. How deep of water would you say you usually fish that in?
Those deeper wrecks are anywhere from 200 to 300 feet.
That's perfect.
Crazy.
I had a fun text come through from Stephen Fallbrook. Says, good morning. Question for Brandon. It seems like the used boat market in Florida is a buyer's market as compared to out here in San Diego. What's the inventory and price compared like with you being in both areas?
Inventory is obviously tremendously better in Florida, just because everybody has a boat in Florida. And
it's like a lifestyle, right?
It is. I mean, everybody, if you live in Florida or anywhere kind of in that area, you live and breathe boating pretty much. I mean, fishing, boating. So I'd say, yeah, the inventory is definitely better in Florida. I mean, the used boat market they're still proud. I mean, these boats, boats that we're dealing with they hold their value tremendously. So, you're probably not going to find a used Yellowfin on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard to describe.
But think about the first thing that comes to my mind is the hurricanes and the flooding events that they've had.
Sure.
Just like vehicles. I mean, that has to be a wiring issue and a.
Oh yeah, those boats. Yeah, that's you got to be cognizant when you're looking at a used boat where it's history.
What
a sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and take that into mind. Like,
You can tell pretty quick.
Okay.
I mean, if you're if you have a good eye, you can see if something's been through something. Or
because people will do that. A boat gets salvaged from somebody, and then somebody buys it from the insurance company and cleans it up and slaps a too-good-to-be-true price tag on it and sells it to somebody out of the area.
Yep.
And is there a deal to be, you know, had on that? Like, does it, you know, do you just no matter what, do you stay away from a boat like that with a 10-foot pole? Or do you go into it knowing, like, you know, if I replace everything, it's fine? Or are you just buying somebody else's headache at that point?
I mean, to everybody, to each their own.
Sure.
That's a 10-foot pole for me. I mean, I want to
know the
clean history. Yeah,
totally.
I want to know what kind of life the boat has lived, and because I need to be able to rely on the boat on a daily basis.
Sounds like a project nightmare to me.
Yeah, you may lie.
I mean, some people are up for that. I mean,
yeah,
that's
sure.
Fine. I mean,
are fine, that's the most important part.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time the bones are fine as long as the stringers aren't degraded. You can go in and rewire a boat, put a new motor on, a new electronics, this, that. And
sure.
You got a good boat.
Yep. There you go. All good.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, man. I've had a fun time with you, Brandon, for sure, from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. When we do come back, we're going to find out who's won that $300 Costa Del Mar certificate. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Go ahead and flip the coin there, Brandon.
Yeah, we're going to find out who's got a brand new pair of Costas.
Oh, $300 certificate going to a texter who is Sean. Sean in Blossom Valley. Congratulations.
That's awesome, Sean. Yeah, stoked to have it. Man, Brandon, I always trip out at how fast 2 hours go by when we're having fun with a bud talking about fishing. But what a great time. And, man, so much fun talking about your operation. If somebody wants to come fishing with you, how do we do it? Is there time? Is there still time for this season? I know you're very popular and get booked up, but can we still fish with you here in San Diego? How do we call you about Florida? All the stuff. How do we go fishing?
Definitely have some availability scattered throughout the summer. Best way to get in contact with me is through the website, luckybeesportfishing.com. My email is on there. My phone number is on there. Shoot me a text or an email, and I'll get back to you usually that night.
I can just say with such confidence that you just run such a clean and professional operation. And lots of people talk the talk, but not nearly as many walk the walk. And you do, and everything you mentioned was true about your boat, just the high-end gear, the high-end platform, you and your crew member, just professionalism all the way out. It's just such a great operation, and, you know, like I said, we've talked about the success you had. It didn't happen by accident. We're really stoked.
Thank you.
Awesome. I want to go on the site and check out the videos now.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Got a whole bunch of them on there.
Well, hey, a great show, and we really appreciate you taking the time, and we appreciate you taking the time. Great show, lots of fun, lots of great fishing, and we got another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Captain Ken Frankie from the SAC and a bunch of representatives from Mexico Fisheries are going to be joining us. And then Sunday, Captain Bob Cook and the team from Fat Tuna from the TV show Wicked Tuna, including Mike Lum from Friends of Rollo. Going to be a lot of fun there, talking to other great shows. Big thanks to Adam. Big thanks to the voice keeping us on the air. And we appreciate you. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.